With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump is threatening 100% tariffs against a bloc of nine nations if they act to undermine the dollar. It's directed at countries in the BRIC alliance, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Trump has picked Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. The president-elect has long stated that the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require a complete transformation. The Biden administration is urging Ukraine to quickly increase the size of its military. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The White House has pushed more than $56 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion. But Biden officials believe Ukraine needs more troops to stay in the fight with Russia. According to the National Security Council, manpower is the most vital need Ukraine has at the moment. To meet that need, a senior administration official says the White House wants Ukraine to lower its draft age from 25 to 18. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, heavy snowfall and frigid temperatures making life miserable in upstate New York and northwestern Pennsylvania. Travel is hazardous at best as a state emergency was declared in the region. Some motorists found shelter off I-90.
Lake effect snow closing several roads with part of I-90 in Pennsylvania and the New York Thruway heading there shut down because of several inches of snow. Drivers were stranded, some turning to the Holiday Inn Express in Northeast PA, which was already at capacity.
We had probably about 350 people here.
Jeremiah Weatherly works the Holiday Inn night shift. He says they only have capacity for about 290, so some were in the lobby.
Some of the stranded patrons helped to clear snow Saturday morning to reciprocate for their Good Samaritan accommodations they received. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A leading insurance company goes all in on the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The next time you call GEICO, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal GEICO memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. GEICO is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Massachusetts man has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. 59-year-old John Reardon has pleaded guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force and several other charges. In January of this year, Reardon called Congregation Kudus Kakim and left a voicemail making several threats to kill congregants. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines is ending its cabin service earlier starting next month. Bob Agnew has the story.
Beginning on December 4th, flight attendants will begin preparing the cabin for landing at an altitude of 18,000 feet instead of the current 10,000 feet. The company says it's making those changes to reduce the risk of in-flight turbulence injuries. For passengers, that means they'll need to return their seats to an upright position or do other pre-landing procedures earlier than before. While turbulence-related fatalities are quite rare, injuries have piled up over the years. Bob Agnew reporting.
Republicans swept to power on Election Day and now control the House, the Senate, and the White House with plans for an ambitious 100-day agenda come January. Their to-do list includes extending tax breaks, cutting social programs, building the border wall to stop immigration, and rolling back President Joe Biden's green energy policies. Atop the list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring tax cuts. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.